Going to set this recording. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Hi, yeah. Liam.
Yes, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I realized that, sorry, it's Susie. I realized that it's school holidays, so I don't have to coach.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. But I left my headphones at home, so I'm on my way home.
Okay.
I'll have to catch the bus in Sydney, so I might just pop, change the. I wonder if I can just hold the phone just on my ears and I can hear.
Yeah. You can turn your camera on and off as well, so you can turn that off, and then you could probably use it like a
phone. I'll do that when I'll jump on the bus.
Yes, that might be easier. Awesome, guys. I'm gonna just. I think we have a few more people jumping on. Let me just check the Facebook group. Where are we? Hey, Jen. Good to see you. Haven't seen you for ages. We all had a good week. Yeah, good, cool, lovely. All right, so let me just bring up the Facebook group. There's a few things I wanted to go through. I'm actually just going to pop you guys all on mute just for a moment, and then cool, and we'll see if anyone else is joining us today. I think there are a few people, so I need to keep an eye out because I forget to let them in from the waiting room, and then it's like 10 minutes gone past and they're still waiting, so remind me. Awesome. All right, so first thing, welcome to anyone who hasn't been on a call yet. It's good to see you guys. It's really nice when we get to see you on video and get to connect, get to know you all better. I just want to say firstly, like, the group has been awesome. You guys are really getting stuck in and showing up, which is really cool. So well done. Like, it's really nice to have such an active group. And we learn so much from each other, you know, like, it's really something that, like, looking back on my journey, if I had other people around me going through the same thing, sometimes it's nice to just be able to say, God, I really want to eat that chocolate, and have people that understand, you know, and don't look at you like you're crazy. So we can learn a lot in a group. So it's really awesome to see you guys getting stuck in. So keep it up. If you haven't been that active in the group, that's totally fine as well. If you're someone who prefers to just kind of watch, that's also okay. If you keep kind of thinking about wanting to get more involved, go for it. Like, we want to get to know you. So this week, the training has been all about kind of emotional versus physical hunger. And it's all about bringing those unconscious habits into your conscious awareness. So we cannot make any changes until we become, like, really aware of what we're actually running. And I'm going to go through the Facebook group in a minute, because I've seen a few people commenting about, like, it's a little bit tricky remembering to do the food and feeling kind of journal. And that's normal. I just really want to emphasize for you guys, this is, honestly, it is normal. Most people can go, like, the week and be like, oh my God, I forgot to do that, you know, to keep track of my eating and to pay attention. If that's happening, just know that, firstly, it's very common. But secondly, the reason why it's happening is because so many of those, the reasons why you eat and the habits and the behaviors, it's just running unconsciously, which means the unconscious part of the mind, which is the part that kind of runs your body, keeps your heart beating, you breathing, your digestive system working, like, all of that. It's the same part of the mind that is running those habits. They've just become so ingrained that they just fire. It's like driving a car. You know, when we first learn to drive a car, it feels like there's a million things to think about and remember. You're like, how am I ever going to be able to do this? And then, like, in, you know, a few weeks, a few months, you're just kind of driving, not really thinking about it. You can be doing the radio and doing all different stuff at the same time because you've just learned this habit. And it's the same thing around food. You know, you might have been running these habits for a few years, 10 years, 20 years, who knows, but they're ingrained in there. And so they happen on autopilot, and they happen in kind of a way that feels like it's out of our control. So this week, I know it feels tricky. I know it can be hard to remember, like, oh God, I didn't write anything down today, like when you get to the end of the day. But it's just, the more we can train the mind to be more consciously aware of what we're running, the more chance we've got of then making a change, because we can't change it unless we know what on earth we're doing anyway. So don't be too hard on yourselves this week if you found it a little bit tricky. if you are finding it hard to remember, I would just set a few alarms. You know that on your phone, you can go to alarm and you can set like 10 different alarms throughout the day. I'd recommend just setting a few that just say, pay attention to my eating, or food journal or something, you know, just to remind you to do it, to pay attention to your eating. Or if you, I don't know, if you're at work or if you're at home, if there's a certain place that you normally have those kind of eating triggers come up, put a little post-it note there, or just something that is going to basically engage your conscious mind, you know, so you're not kind of just allowing the unconscious stuff to run. So I just wanted to, let me just go to the Facebook group, because there was a couple of things I just wanted to mention. Where is it? Food and feeling journal. Here we go. So yeah, Morgan said, started this morning and then work got hectic. So yeah, very typical thing. Like, we get so just busy and stuck into stuff that we forget, which is absolutely fine. But that's when like a little alarm or a post-it note might help. Nicole was doing it. Awesome. Hannah said, why am I struggling with this so much? Yes. So hopefully what I've just explained there kind of helps a little bit, but we can talk through that today if we need to. Susie says she's struggling with this too. So yeah, I think, so you've said, does logging your food in my fitness pound count, my fitness pound count is journaling. So one thing I wanted to say, the journaling doesn't have to be pages and pages and pages, right? This can just be, was at work, wanted to eat, what was I thinking and feeling? Like, that's all it needs to be. It can be one bullet point. You can literally just open a notes page on your phone, jot these things down. It can be really quick. It can be, yeah, where you were, what you were doing, the thought and the feeling that was attached to it. Like, what were you trying to get from the food? Basically, that's all we want to know. What is it I'm trying to get from this food, and what triggered it? So what thoughts and feelings was I running? Where was I? You know, we might start to see a pattern that this trigger is just happening every time you're at work and you're around a certain person, or every time a certain meeting is about to happen. Or it might be every time you get home from work and you just need a break from the kids, or you need some new time. So we want to start to identify, like, what are these key triggers, you know, the key things that are happening over and over again. So that's the purpose of it. Hey, Chantel. Good to have you here. I'm just gonna, are you on mute already? Yes, cool. Awesome. Is that all making sense, guys? We can talk through this, obviously, if anyone's needing some more support with it, but it can feel tricky, but just keep it simple. We just want a few little notes jotted down, especially for this month. Like, we just want to help you gain more awareness, and once we're aware of what you're doing, then we can start to change it. Okay. Jen said, started and using the notes thing on my phone. Perfect. And you're on holidays. Nice. Yes. And it is confronting. So it's just becoming aware of those things we're letting just slip by, you know, but we do know we're doing it because we're feeling the result of it. So, you know, it's just thinking, cool, we're just going to put some attention on this and then we can make a change. So you're all doing awesome. Anyone who hasn't started keeping a little note of that, then get started today. Like, we have so many opportunities every day to track this, you know. And if you keep forgetting, just get to the end of the day, think back on your day and go, okay, when did I want to reach for that food, or when did I want to have a little binge, or when did it, you know, and just think back and what was going on at that time. So you can do it that way as well. Cool. There was a few other things I wanted to mention. I'm just scrolling the Facebook group. So that was about the food and feeling journal. The other thing I wanted to mention was about the decluttering. So hopefully all of you have seen Tash's bonus video on clearing out, which was awesome. So this is something that, you know, you would be so surprised about how common it is, how many ladies I've worked with over the years that have like a clutter problem, you know. Some people it's quite bad, other people it's just general, you know, everyone has a little drawer or space or a junk room or, you know, that type of stuff. But for some ladies, it's been quite a bigger thing, you know, like quite a big deal. because our environment is directly linked to our state of mind. You know, it's like one reflects the other. And so we find if we're a bit cluttered in here, the environment's a bit cluttered, or if the environment's cluttered, it makes us feel cluttered and busy in here. So clearing out your space is really, really powerful. So I definitely encourage you. I've seen some of you commenting on Tash's video saying you're getting stuck in. So that's awesome. Whether you're clearing out your kitchen or any space, it's really, really beneficial. So, and if any of you have not Marie Kondo'd, I would highly recommend it. It's really good exercise. Awesome. All right. Was that everything I wanted to mention? I think so. Cool. All right. So what we'll do, we'll go around the group and I would love you guys to share a win and a learning or kind of a realization or light bulb moment. And then if you've got a question, this is your time to ask your questions. Also for anyone watching the replay, then definitely post up your wins, learnings, and any questions as well. We want to support you guys and we want to celebrate your wins. Tash can't be here today, guys, because we've moved this call. So she's obviously on English time, but she says hello to everybody and you'll see her in the group anyway. All right, so anyone want to go first or do you want me just to pick? I'll just pick. We'll go in order. So Nicole, you're in the top of my screen. Do you want to go first?
Hi. I've unmuted
you. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Cool, good. What's your win?
The win is I snack more than I think I snack.
Cool.
So as I'm starting to write down my day of things that I ate when I know I shouldn't have eaten or I haven't realised.
Yeah.
Like at work, there's always free cakes, biscuits, chocolates on the morning tea room table. Mm-hmm. So it's just being made aware that I'm doing it now because of this exercise where before I wouldn't really thought of.
Yeah, totally. Okay, cool. So it's becoming more aware of how often you're doing it without realizing. Yes, amazing.
And then coming end of day, I'm now realizing why I'm not hungry for a main meal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm snacking more than I should be or they're not nutritionals. Like they've always been crap foods type things.
Yeah, cool. So do you reckon that's why you were eating quite late as well then? Because you weren't hungry from the snacking? Cool. All right. So that's really good. It's a really awesome realization. How about with the Pepsi? How are we going there?
Still none.
Yes. Good. Good. That's awesome.
Today was a test, but I got through.
Awesome. Perfect. Amazing. Good work. Okay, cool. Yeah. And how about I guess that is kind of a realization or learning as well, or do you have another one of those?
Just being now made more aware of what I was eating, and because like I'm now taking the 1.75 liters of Pepsi Max in my diet a day, I now got to replace it with water or something else to get my fluids back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely water. Definitely. That's the thing. I really don't think fizzy drink counts as liquid, really, you know, in terms of what our body needs. So that's awesome. Such a massive win, getting that out of your diet and out of your body, you know. So, you know, when we spoke through, like, the ingredients of it and the effect that has on our body is just crazy. So that's a really good win.
Especially when I was having 3/4 of a can with my breakfast every morning to start the day.
Yes. So what are you having now?
Water.
Yes. Good. I'm very proud of you. It's good. Yeah. Been a journey, but we've got there. It's really good. Well done. Have you got any kind of questions, anything you're needing some support with?
No, I just got to keep strong. Like there's going to be moments I start 3 days off from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have access, and because I'm going to be away 2 of those days, I know I'm going to have a lot of access to it, but I'm going to just be choosing better choices or just go without. Simple.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like we never have to miss out on something. Sometimes it's just finding a better alternative, you know. And remember what we said last time, like, it's, we never want to restrict something because that makes us want it even more. So it's kind of knowing you can always have that thing, but it's like, do I choose to? Is that actually going to serve my body? Is it going to make me feel rubbish? So really tune into that feeling that you're going to have after you consume whatever it is, and then make your decision based on that. And I really like that phrase of, am I making a decision based on who I am now or who I want to be?
Yes.
What would future me decide now? What would she say? That future me that's already at the goal that I want to achieve, who's feeling her best. Would she have this food right now? Would she have the Pepsi? Or, you know, so that really helps as well, because it gets us out of the emotion and it gets us connected to what we want. So that can be a handy little thought pattern. Awesome. Okay, well done though. Good wins.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
Awesome work. Let me know if you have any questions come to mind.
Yep.
Awesome, Nicole. Thank you for sharing. All right, we'll keep going round. Hannah, you're next in line if you're wanting to share today, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. How are you? What's been happening?
I guess I've been eating earlier in the day.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Which was... is a win.
Cool. Okay. Perfect.
But I have found this week quite difficult.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. It's very normal. It's very normal. So you're not doing anything wrong. It is hard. You know, we're looking at things that have been running for a long time. It can be quite like, whew, you know, quite intense. So what have you found hard about it? Which kind of element?
It might sound funny at my grand age, but I still find kind of like any kind of rule or authority quite difficult to deal with. So I'm very much a fly by the seat of your pants kind of girl. I'm not very good at planning. And I guess I find stuff that I have to do in my head, if I'm saying I have to do it, I'm far more likely not to do it, actually.
Yeah.
And it sounds very contrary and very immature, but it's just something that I've struggled with, you know, my entire adult life.
Yeah. And remember, any pattern that we're running today is formed when we're like in the age of 0 to 8, we form like 85% of our beliefs and our views of the world. Like, it's conditioned. It's like a in here. Like, so if you find kind of any rules or things hard now, it's probably born out of when you're a child. There's probably maybe there was a lot of restriction or not a lot of restriction. And it's like, it creates how we feel about that today. So when you said, you know, maybe I shouldn't feel this as an adult, it's actually unconsciously we're just playing out things from the past. So there's, everybody does that. So maybe we can rephrase the I have to I choose to, you know, because you don't have to. You absolutely do not have to do any of this. Like, there's no have to at all, really.
No.
So it's, you know, it's there if you want to and if you choose to, and if you feel like, you know, I'd like to give this a go to see what happens because what I'm doing right now isn't working for me, for example. Sometimes it's reminding yourself that you're in the driver's seat. So there's no rules, there's no have to's. It's just, I will do this if I choose. You know, I'm the driver of my life. I create what I want. So do I choose to do this right now? So how does it feel if it's more of a choice or a kind of I choose to, I want to, instead of I have to?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Would be better.
Yeah. And has it been specifically around keeping this food feeling journal or... something else going on?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the journaling.
Yeah. So avoid getting too caught up in it. You know, like, it can be a really simple thing. You know, at the end of the day, the eating habits are happening, whether it's daily or weekly for everybody here. So all we're doing is just bringing a little bit more conscious attention to that. And all it takes is just jot a little note down. The only reason I get you guys to write it down is because you get to the end of the week and you're like, oh, when did I want to eat? What on earth was I thinking? Where was I? I can't even remember what I was doing, you know? So that's the only reason we're keeping a note of it, is just as a little, so we can look back at it as a guide. And then there's kind of the questions in the workbook to help you kind of move through some stuff. But avoid putting too much pressure on it. Just think, well, this is happening anyway. All I'm doing is going to actually just make a little note of what I realize and recognize. And that might just help take the pressure off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is coming up around that? I can feel there's a difference in you today. So there's something.
Yeah, there is. And it's funny because I think I came away last session feeling, oh, Hannah, you've done it again. And I think this is where, you know, I've done a lot of reading about intuitive eating and the mm-hmm. whole sort of the way you eat reflects essentially you, how you are, your life kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I felt that I'd come on last week and splurged and wore my heart on my sleeve and said too much. And that's how I feel in most social situations. And I think it's that kind of all or nothing. It's that I'm either not eating or I am eating masses, and that was reflected in a funny mm-hmm. kind of way in my video last week with you, in the I give an awful lot, too much, I feel. And then I beat myself up about it.
So why did you beat yourself up about it? Because from our perspective, you're amazing on the call, as was everybody. I didn't think, oh, you gave way more than anybody else, or you gave too much. Like, you know, I think you would.
It's funny, and it is. It's one of those things that you just, you know, perhaps you as an individual, or me as an individual, I see it as a negative thing, whereas a lot of other people would say, oh, but you can speak to anybody, and you know, you can go into a room and you will talk to anybody, and you'll be open and genuine and whatever else. But then that's something that I used to beat myself up about.
So why do you beat yourself up for it?
I think it's like, it's kind of almost being too needy, being too it's kind of almost in a weird way linked to greed. It's just never having enough and sort of looking for connections that might not necessarily be there. I don't really know what else to say about it. It's just kind of like, being too open, if you like.
Okay.
I guess it's because by being open, you open yourself, you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. So then all that happens after that is you go into protection mode, and that's where the beat yourself up comes from. It's just a protection mechanism, right? So
I mean, for instance, I mean, again, this is giving a lot. I have an autistic son. And it can be very difficult to have a conversation with people that I know fairly well without him coming up. And I will quite often go to places and think, right, I'm not even going to mention him today. I'm not going to go down that route. But of course, then people ask, and then the filters don't start. I just then start talking because I am an open person and I'm quite an honest person. But, you know, because I've said to myself, no, I'm not going to do it this time, and then I do, I come home, it's like, for goodness sake, you know, you've just done exactly what you said you weren't going to do. And it's kind of, it is, it's reflected in the food. It's that kind of like, I'm not going to. And then I do, and the floodgates open. And then.
Okay. So just take a breath and like, we'll step out of this emotion of it, because all that's happening here is you're running a belief of I'm an all or nothing person. Yeah. And it's just a belief. Okay, it's just a belief is essentially a story we tell ourselves. And the way I explain it is, imagine, for example, me in the past, I had a belief I wasn't good enough. Imagine you've got a movie reel playing, you know, like an old fashioned movie reel, like playing in your mind. I had the belief of I'm not good enough playing in here. It's projecting out of my eyes. So everything I do, everywhere I look, the world around me, I project that belief onto it. And that's why I started to see it in social situations. I started to see it in my work. I started to see it in future relationships. Like, I'm not good enough. I saw it with my body, with food, with everything. But so I started to think I had a problem in all these areas. But really, it was just this belief that was running of I'm not good enough. And it was me projecting it out. And of course, when we project it out, we're creating our reality. So that's what gets reflected back to us. And when it gets reflected back to us, we reinforce that belief that that is true. And it's like, mm-hmm. See, told you that was going to happen. I knew that would happen. Well, of course it did, because I was thinking it. So it's just a belief. So what I would start to do for you is do you ever journal? Like, do you ever just write what's going on in your head?
Yeah, I've started to try to, yeah.
Yeah, cool. There's something running around, like feeling like you're kind of oversharing or giving too much. I don't know, do you feel like that's a burden on people, or do you feel guilty for that? Or like, what's the pattern that you're running there?
Yeah, I feel it's a burden on people. Yeah. But also, yeah, I feel guilty, you know. I'm not just sharing about me, you know, when I'm talking about my son, I'm talking about my son. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I feel guilty. I feel it's a burden on other people. I feel like I'm needy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So these are the beliefs. I'm an all or nothing person and I'm being needy, you know? So mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're just running a story and we're running a pattern. Now there's things we can do. I'm not going to cover, you know, we can only cover so much in this month, but there's things that we can do to actually change beliefs. You know, it's just something that your unconscious mind decided about yourself at some point in time. And we just carry that forward and we believe it's who we are, but it's not who you are. It's just something you think about yourself right now. There's a massive difference in you being an all or nothing person, like an I am an all or nothing person, or I am needy, to you being a person who sometimes kind of displays those traits, right? So we need to stop identifying as that person. So when I started to step away from this, I'm not good enough, and step more into just changing the language. I am enough, you know, like I am enough. I am good enough. We just need to kind of stop that movie reel that's playing, right? So I would, when this comes up for you, as a starting point, I would use your journal and I would just write whatever is going through your head. You know, okay, I'm feeling like I shared too much, I burden this person, blah, 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 blah. And I would just write, and I would just start to get, like, your mind is for kind of coming up with ideas, not for holding on to all this stuff. And sometimes we just get a bit caught up in, you know, you're just overthinking a situation that's already happened. And the truth is, you don't know what anyone else is thinking. I can guarantee that no one on this call left the call thinking, oh God, Hannah shared too much. No one would have thought that at all. Everyone's shaking their heads. I don't know if you can see all the other people, but like, no one would have thought that that's happening in here, right? That's happening just like in your mind. And that's really the only thing that matters though. So what we need to work on is changing your thought process around it and you getting comfortable with, it's okay for me to share. Like, you sharing is not a burden. You know, it's when you talk to other people, people love to help. People love to listen and give advice. And so if you're not sharing, you're taking away their opportunity to be there for you. Like, so everyone's always getting exactly what they need in every moment, right? So I think, yeah, there's some, it's just a belief that's running. A really good place to start, just start journaling all your thoughts that are coming up around it, because you're holding them all in here. Journaling seems really just, oh, I'm just writing stuff down. It's a really powerful process to let the words flow out of your mind, get them down on paper, and actually just leave them there. So that we can just put it over there. Okay. So that would be a really good starting point for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did we get a win? You shared a win, didn't you? Sort of.
Yeah, I'm eating earlier in the
eating
day.
Eating earlier. Cool. Awesome. Okay. And how about, would this have been your realization, just the stuff that you've just mentioned, or have you got another learning or realization?
Yeah, I think it is. The realization is that, yeah, your behaviors around food do kind of reflect what you feel about yourself. And yeah.
And avoid feeling a lot of pressure from that. Like, it's a cool thing, you know, food is just there as like a feedback system to go, okay, this is happening with food. What does it mean about me? Cool. Let's learn how to work on that, because, you know, my journey of like making peace with food, I haven't done anything with food. I've just used food as a feedback tool to go, okay, I'm eating when I'm stressed, or I'm eating when I don't feel good enough, or I'm trying to gain weight because it's going to protect me from, I won't feel as attractive and I won't get hurt in a relationship. Like, there's all this different stuff playing out, and I just slowly over time worked through it. And it's just a process, but just use it, yeah, just as that feedback system.
I think I have actually had another, and this is like the biggest breakthrough I could possibly have, really, is that actually it's not about the weight. It's really not about the weight. And I would say up until this point, it really has been. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it kind of made me, I want to get to the point where I don't have to think about food. Yeah. And that, but also if it's somebody's birthday and I'm not hungry, but, you know, culturally it is nice to mm-hmm. share a piece of cake with people on their birthday,
mm-hmm.
so what, I'm going to eat that piece of cake because it's somebody's birthday and I want to share it with them, you know. Absolutely. And it really doesn't matter that I'm not hungry, that I can just draw a line under it and say it was nice to do.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that I talk about sometimes, is like, yes, food is there to nourish our body and give us fuel, but sometimes it's there to nourish our soul. You know, if it's a event, if it's a birthday, if it's like you just want the piece of cake and you want to be part of that experience, you want the glass of champagne or whatever, like, you want to get to the point where food is just food, and you know that, like I said last time, what you think about that food is going to have more of an impact on your body than the food will itself. Yeah. Unless you're, you know, eating 3 Mars bars a day, then I'd be like, well, I think that's going to have some impact, you know. But if it's a piece of cake for a birthday, for whatever, like, it's really not a big deal. You enjoying that experience and being part of that experience and filling your life up with things that you love is more important than the amount of calories in that cake, you know? Like, so it's kind of, it's getting you to the point, and this is why this is not about food, it's about how you're feeling inside, that when you've released emotion and you've started to pull this all apart, you'll be more emotionally balanced, you'll be more fulfilled internally, so you're not transferring that onto food. Does that make sense? It's like starts to separate. If that makes sense, if I've worded
it. Yeah, I know it does.
Yeah. But yes, it is not about the weight. And you're doing great. I would start to journal just to empty mm-hmm. your head. And also, every time you catch yourself saying, I'm an all or nothing person, I want you to stop that thought. And I want you to switch it to to something that is more positive and more of who you want to be. Mm-hmm. Because you can choose just in a second to step out of that story, to step out of that identity. You know, that's something that you've believed up until this point, but your language is creating everything.
Yep.
So come up with a phrase, take some time to think about that, and let me know. If you think of it in this call, let me know by the end. Okay. If not, let us know in the group, but start to catch that thought, you know. And mm-hmm. if you speak to someone and then this stuff comes up around, oh, I'm being needy, change it. I'm not being needy, I'm just sharing. Someone asked me how I am, you know, they've asked me. So I'm just engaging in conversation, right?
Yeah.
So we start to reframe a lot of stuff. Okay. Does that help?
Yeah.
Yes. Just relax with it. This should be fun. Okay. It doesn't have to be serious. We can just, you know, just go, just enjoy this process. Okay. Just find the fun in it. You're like, cool, I'm doing something different, doing something new. That's exciting. And let's kind of think of it that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. And sharing the perfect amount, by the way. I'm just going to add that. cool. Chantel, we'll go to you. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you. Can you hear me? I'm coming through my car.
You can hear you? Yep. That's perfect. Good. Have you had a good day?
Yeah. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
A short day on a Wednesday, so that's good.
Cool. Good. Nice. Okay. And so what's a win for you?
A win probably for me is to, I've been taking more food to work and eating more regularly, which I think is just really helping me stopping that kind of binging in the staff room type of thing. Like today, for example, someone brought a big cheesecake in. And in the past, I probably would have, you know, had it because I wouldn't have eaten breakfast. And I probably, you know, try and think, oh, I'll wait till lunchtime because then I'll fast or whatever. But I've been more regular with my meals and I just decided I didn't want it. And I knew that I would probably get like a low from that and I wouldn't want to exercise later. And I just know that if I have something, it spirals into kind of a bad day. So I kind of just realized that and said, I'm actually not hungry. I had my lunch and I was happy.
Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Good work. Yeah. Amazing win. Really good. And how about, do you have like a light bulb moment, realization, learning?
I think it was because I was busy on the weekend and stuff and I had a really busy week last week. I didn't really sit down to do the workbook till Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I think I had been kind of putting it off because when I have to actually address feelings and stuff, it's sort of, it gives me anxiety and things like that. So I think like I put it off till like Sunday night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was funny because as I sat down to do it, I was back and forth to the kitchen getting snacks. And I ended up eating like a whole packet of crackers and like made myself a hot chocolate. And like, I just like at that point, and I was doing the questions, but like every time I didn't have something, I went back and got something else.
Yeah.
And I think just having to kind of come forward and put the answers down and actually think about like why I do things and all that is like, and then I was sort of doing the eating at the same time.
Yeah.
So it just kind of highlighted, like, I put off that kind of, you know, thinking about that kind of stuff because it does stress me out.
Totally.
And that's when I kind of reached for the food. So, yeah, so that was quite interesting. That
it's a really good
reality. I noticed that, yeah.
And, you know, it's so common, like, that kind of procrastination space that so many people eat at that time. And just remembering, for everyone, this goes for as well, that your mind is not running this habit to be annoying and to give you a problem with food. Your mind genuinely thinks it is protecting you or giving you something positive in that moment. It's like, oh, I've got to sit down, do these questions. Ah, that brings up some fear. Okay, how can we get comfort? Or how can we get a distraction? Or how can I feel good for a moment? Like, that's all that's happening. And your mind just reverts to what it knows. So, that's all that's going on there. But it is confronting, you know, like to actually, like, this is why for you guys just being here, there'll be so many people that even wanting to join this challenge, you know, but the fear's too much. The fear of like looking at, well, what's actually going on in here? And it's the scariest thing to turn our focus inwards. Like, it's so much easier to just eat some chocolate, right? Than to go, well, why am I doing this? Like, what's going on in here? So it can, you know, it's confronting, it can feel scary, but once you start and you just, you're on that journey then, and then it just gets easier and easier. So well done for you all being here. So we'll just say that. But that's an awesome realization. And have you got any questions or anything you want answered?
I think I find it, like, it's funny, in the past I'm sort of one of those people that I sort of go up and down with weight a little, you know, like, type of thing. And I think when I almost don't want people to see that I've lost weight, or like, I get funny about people saying, oh, you've lost weight, or I just don't like people commenting on my body for some reason. It just makes me feel a bit off, or it just makes me feel anxious or judged or something like that. So I think that in some way too, even though I'm not overweight or anything like that, like, I do, if I don't know, I just don't like people noticing that sort of stuff. And I feel like that's what makes me try and keep, like, at the same weight.
And stay the same.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want that attention.
Yeah. So is it around, is it just in that context, or is there anything, like, is just being seen generally, does that create any
anxiety? Yeah, I think, I don't know, like, I get anxious about even, like, performing well, and I feel almost like I don't deserve it, or I don't deserve to do well at work, or like, even when I, like, say if I get a promotion or something, I almost don't tell my friends, and like, I don't like to put myself out there and say, oh, look, I did this, or I'm doing well at this.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. This is a really common, do you know, the amount of women that I've worked with that have the belief, something around, it's not okay for me to shine, you know, it's not okay for me to stand out, it's not okay for me to do well. But, you know, like I said earlier, so much of our conditioning and what we're running now has come from being a child, you know. So maybe there was a time that we were, I don't know, in front of a lot of people, and we just felt terrified, and it just, we're like, I don't want to be seen. Or it could be that someone said, well, don't be too big headed, you know, don't show off. Like, you just never know where these little seeds are planted from childhood, but they just grow. And the problem is, over time we water them, you know, we let it grow and grow and grow before we've got this big thing that's like rooted into us and takes over everything. A really good place to start, I mean, there's a few things. So number one, when you are 100% comfortable in yourself and feeling really good and loving you, it's not going to be a problem what anyone else says or does or anything, because all that's happening is, when someone mentions your weight or size or anything right now, it's just triggering a response in you of, like, you know, oh, you know, I don't want to be seen. Yeah. Don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But once you feel more confident and comfortable, then those things won't trigger you. We are going to do a little week of self-love work as well. Toward the fourth training is on self-love, so that will help there. A good place to start, though, would be, especially around what you said of, like, the deserving. You know, mantras, affirmations are a really great way to just start reconditioning your mind and directing it. So it's not running this old story anymore, but instead it's like, I do deserve this. Or, you know, I have worked hard and I do deserve to share this. It's okay. Like, we can start to change our language around something, which will change how we feel. Journaling is great. Again, you know, it's going to be really good in that situation, just to kind of, yeah, get stuff out. But I think starting to kind of change your thought process around it, like, it's okay for me to be seen, it's safe for me to be seen. If, like I was saying to Hannah, like, there's things we can do to actually release this stuff on a deeper level, but to start, you know, just consciously directing our mind to what we want to think and feel in that moment instead. So if someone does make a comment, it's just going, it's okay. It's okay for me to be seen. I'm safe. This is okay. Just kind of running something internally that is going to help you feel kind of calm, connected, safe in that moment, if that makes sense, would be a really good place to start. Does that give you something to kind of...
Yeah,
but it's really common. It's really, really common, the being seen thing. You, like, honestly, not alone with that. I'm sure there's probably other people on the call or listening to the replay that feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, come up with, like I said, Hannah, let's come up with, you know, might be a good thing for everyone on the call and everyone listening to the replay to do this week. Come up with a little mantra or affirmation that will kind of get you connected to, well, how do I want to feel in that moment that is challenging me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let yep. me know what you come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't think that's good for today.
Yeah, you sure? Cool. Awesome. Cool. All right. Amazing. Thank you for sharing and for being on live and from joining from your car as well.
Yeah, no.
Awesome. Thanks, Chantel. I'll just mute you. And Susie, let's go to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I have so much. I share so many things in common with Nicole, Hannah, and you and everybody, really. The yeah. first thing I wanted to share is with Nicole that I work for those companies as well who have like unlimited snacks and like nice dried fruit and, you know, nuts, like the good nut, the nice ones. So it's really, really hard to just not to go back for another portion of snacks. And you always go for grab two and then you go again and grab another two instead of mm-hmm. just, you know, putting a serving of six for out for yourself. I think you have talked about this in the Q&A last week with Hannah, that just take that portion out for yourself and just eat it mm-hmm. and, you know, don't go back to the cupboard again and again. Now I'm doing the same thing. So I just go back and grab another two and another two and another two. So it is really challenging. The other thing I was going to say is about the all or nothing person mm-hmm. that Hannah said now. I find a lot in common with Hannah because I'm also that all or nothing person. And I sometimes don't eat all day and I overeat at night. So there is a pattern that mm-hmm. that's really, really similar. So what I just wanted to say that if Hannah, if you have tried the one day at a time concept yet, because that's what has been working for me, that what I say to myself in the morning, okay, today I'm choosing not, you know, to eat this or that or not to binge tonight. And I'm not thinking about tomorrow because the tomorrow never comes, right? It's always the today. So I just try to go slowly day by day and just only focus on today and try not worrying about the tomorrow and the future. Yes. But sometimes it doesn't work. When you get just caught up at work and you just are not mindful, it doesn't really work, but it does
even
work.
Sometimes like thinking, you know, you can take it a step further and going day by day, but even moment by moment, you know, every moment we have the opportunity to move ourselves towards our goals or away from. So if say we have a moment where we eat and we didn't really want to be eating, then it's like, cool, move on, let it go, next moment, you know, next minute of the day, let's just focus yeah. on where I'm at now and put that mm-hmm. behind me. I can't change it. It's happened. It's done. So let's focus on now, you know? So it is. It's yeah. just step by step, you know, take it as it comes. But yes, mm-hmm. I love that. Love that. Mm. So what's your win, Susie? What's the win of the week?
I wish we talked like 3 hours ago or 4 hours ago because I have been so good then.
Still a win. We're still celebrating. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, it was just that I haven't waited for myself for at least 4 days now.
Amazing.
4 days, yeah.
Cool.
And it's getting easier, actually.
Perfect.
I thought it was hard on the second day because I was just so curious. And this morning I just forgot about it. So that was a win.
That cycle for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and not feeling so controlled by it, but
yeah, but still when I like the number that I see in the morning, I have a good day, you know, so I miss that lift in the morning.
How about going by how you feel?
Sorry, say again.
Because what happens if the number doesn't show you what you want? What happens then?
Oh yeah, then I have a bad day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so really controlling my feeling.
Connect to how you feel. Like if you wake up feeling really good in your body, or you create that good feeling, just carry that forward for the rest of the day, you know, without having having to have the scales dictate that for you, you know. So I'm going to wake up and I'm going to choose that I feel good in my body, and this is how I'm going to feel for the rest of the day. And then you're going to feel good every day. Then it doesn't matter what else <I'll> say.
Yeah, I'm really depending on this. Cool. It's so funny because I haven't realized this until this course.
Yeah.
So totally. It's a good realization.
And
how that's
about
a
learning?
Win. Learning, yeah, the journaling. I really wanna, well, it's, I guess, not so much of a learning, but a goal for me to learn this week is to do the journaling. But as you said at the beginning of the call, it doesn't have to be like full phrases.
Nope.
So that really suits me. I'm that type of person who just lists, or always prepares lists.
Bullet points. So, yep. Just yeah, bullet points.
So I think I'm going to go with that. And even if I put down like only three or four things,
yep,
that's a start, I guess.
Perfect. Yeah, so, that's all it needs to be. You know, it just needs to be. Just jot a few things down. Absolutely. I don't need you guys writing novels, like, and no one's checking it. It's just for you. You know, no one's going to be like marking it or anything. So just chuck a few things down. Like I said, Tana, keep it easy, keep it fun. Like, it's purely just making a note of what you're doing. That's it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And I'm going to do questions? That. Or anything you need?
Just something that really bothers me. Most of the day I'm fine because I'm busy at work and I don't really think about snacking. But in the afternoon, you know, every time you get to 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, I have these sugar cravings, and I've been so good and have not been eating the chocolate biscuits in the last couple of days at work. Well, last week and today. And I was thinking about, you know, I went to yoga today and I was focusing on cleansing, mental cleansing and just have positive thoughts. And I don't know why, but I just went for the biscuits this afternoon and it just felt like I wasn't happy with myself because I've been doing so well and I was really just angry with myself, even though I only had four actually.
Yeah.
Already making it looking better. it doesn't make any difference with my weight or how I look, but I just beat it up myself about it so much.
So what?
And I don't know why.
What did you need in that moment? What made you have the biscuits? Was it just you just wanted the biscuits, or was there kind of more of an...
Just getting away from something that I didn't want to do at work.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So really, like we always say, the food's not the problem, the biscuit's not the problem. That getting away from whatever it is at work is the problem there, right? So either we need to go, right, this biscuit isn't going to help me. Like, it might give me something to do in that moment, but just as beneficial could be stepping out of the office or like wherever you work. Step outside. I actually need to get away from this for 5 minutes. Step outside, go to the toilet. I don't know, do whatever you need to do to just get away from it if that's what you really need, because the biscuit is not going to give you that. The reason you then beat yourself up is because you know you didn't actually want to eat the biscuits. So that's where the guilt comes from. Mm-hmm. And it's the guilt that we then carry around. Yeah. And we beat ourselves up for, right? So we have to just take that little bit of conscious action in that moment. But this is why we're doing what we're doing this week, is to help us just become more aware of, why am I doing this? What is that thing I'm really searching for? And how can I give myself that in a more positive way? Mm-hmm. So what would be a more beneficial thing for you to do in that moment?
Going outside for a walk, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
If I have more than 5 minutes, because it's, yeah, I mean, or yeah, just maybe walk around, take a round around the office, or talk to someone maybe.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe,
yeah.
So let's give that a go this week, right? So every time that, if that happens again, actually in that moment, just think, right, before I act on this and I'm putting biscuits in my mouth and haven't even thought about what I'm about to do. Let's just take a second, take a breath, and just ask, like, what do I really need right now? Okay, I need time out. I need to just relax. Okay, so what am I going to do instead? And then just actively just go and do that. Test it out, see how you feel, and then you get the feedback from it. And then, yeah, I mean, you're not going to feel guilty about stepping out of the office for 5 minutes. So
that would be nice.
So let's put that into practice and give that a go this week. How does that sound?
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks. Awesome. Amazing, Susie. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being on. And awesome wins. Amazing. And Jen, let's go to you. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. How's your holiday or your time off?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's school holidays here in South Australia.
Nice. Yeah, so how's the cute little dog that you're pet sitting?
Yeah. I said goodbye to him yesterday.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. He was cute. Super cute. All right, what's your win?
I've started getting back into my art, and I didn't realise, but I'd been accepted to a market. They had sent me an acceptance letter, but I didn't receive it. And they sent me an invoice yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I've started getting back into that now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So I was sort of, yes. I think I was needing something else because work's just been, really, really stressful and full on. And I've just completely sort of, I think, forgotten about looking after myself. And I've let that
creative zone, which is so important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And your art is amazing. For anyone, guys, check out Jen's art because it's incredible. So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well done. Awesome win. And how about a learning or realization light bulb?
The house that I was house sitting, I commented on Tasha's video. It was the space that I was in. It was very organized, and I was more inclined to clean. I was more inclined to do my art things and all that sort of stuff because my mind was clear, and also because, of course, I was on holidays, so that makes it easier. I didn't have any stress or anything like that. It made a huge difference. And so I've brought that back to my room and to my space and everything. And I've been trying to – I use the word trying.
I know. I heard that.
I've definitely made a big start on it. So awesome. And that's, I've noticed also, has just gone to the wayside because of work. I keep using it as an excuse, but I think because I was so worked up about work and I was so anxious about it and emotional about it that I just let everything else fall apart really. And so these holidays have given me a chance to refresh and to I think also to be really aware of that I have done that. And the eating has then also, that's sort of come along for the ride. I've been using that as a way to comfort for sure and to de-stress at the end of the day, I guess.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The good thing is you can think like, well, if I just kind of make some changes in my environment, I start to manage the stress and how I'm feeling about work. The eating is just naturally going to fall back into place, right? Make sure you're doing some stuff to, not just waiting until you get really stressed at work.
Things in maintenance
that are preventing it from occurring.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the tools and meditation and your journaling, but any of the emotional release stuff, it's just making sure that that's in place so that when there is a stressful situation at work, it's not triggering anything,
And a friend made a comment the other day because I've sort of been doing a lot of house sitting and everything, and I sort of said, because this dog was extremely loved by the owners, like all dogs are, but this dog was especially loved by the owners, and so I felt a bit more pressure, and I was like, I think I might need a little bit of a break because I really took on the pressure this time. And she's like, you try these things out, don't you, Jen? And then I said, I think I might have a break, and I think what she was getting at was that, and that might just be me being paranoid, was that I, you know, I dabble in things and I try these things out and then I don't see them through. And I think, but I think that's also me feeling that, like at the moment I'm feeling really inspired and I'm feeling really motivated and everything, but then I kind of taper off when life gets in the way and everything. And I, you know, I really admire people that are consistent all the time. And I mean, obviously everybody has their low points and everything like that, which is just normal. But I was sort of looking through photos and stuff. I was cleaning out my camera folder and I just noticed how much my weight does fluctuate. And I think, you know, I feel that that is due to me being a bit inconsistent with my self-care and things like that, and just being a bit rebellious and being like, oh, who cares, I'll just eat whatever, like. And so I do have a little bit of fear, or I have fear that I'm just going to fall back into that way again. And yeah, and just,
So one thing I would say is, we, like, a really good way to look at it is, firstly, language. I'm consistent. I show up consistently. Yeah. Being consistent is easy for me. That's my new belief. This is what I believe. This is who I am.
Yeah.
Secondly, we need to look at, where am I at right now out of 10 in terms of how I feel, what I'm doing, my body, my weight, my everything? Am I at like a 5? Am I at a 10 out of 10 compared, like, in relation to where I want to be?
Yeah.
So where would you say you're at now? What number comes to mind?
And, you know, because I'm a maid of honour in a wedding in February, so I've got that I really want to feel good in the dress and everything. So I'm beating myself up about the fact that I'm probably not taking care of my body as much as I should be,
cool.
You know, so physically and with food and stuff like that. I'm probably like maybe like at a 3.5 to a 4 with like weight, cool. And where I want to be that in that sense.
Perfect.
But more so just looking after my body, actually. I'll take the weight thing out and it's looking after my body's like at like a 3. I'm not, because I know how wonderful I feel when I exercise. I know how good I feel when I have a proper nourishing breakfast and everything like that. And I'm not doing those things as much as I should be. Yeah. So
I'd say a 3 out of 10, you want to be a 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we need to look at is, you want to be a 10 out of 10 here. So what are we putting in? Okay. So how much energy, how much consistency, how much focus are we putting in that is currently achieving this outcome, right? So if we want to be a 10 out of 10, the energy we put in, and that doesn't mean effort, doesn't mean it needs to be hard, it just means our focus, our commitment, our consistency has to be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So we need to, like right now, that will be a 3 as well. And that's why you'll get
absolutely.
So I would start by looking, writing out in your journal, who do I need to become so I can be this 10 out of 10? How do I need to show up? What level of consistency do I need to bring? What energy do I need to bring? What daily activities do I want to be doing that make me a 10 out of 10 inside so that I can create this 10 out of 10 over here, inside and outside? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, we want this 10 out of 10 version of ourselves, but we're only putting a 3 in out of 10.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how can we expect anything to change
exactly
we're not playing at that level that we need to create that version of ourselves? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So start by listing out what a 10 out of 10 means. Who do you need to be? And you've got everything it takes to do that. It's all within you.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Get really clear with it. You know, what am I doing every day? How am I eating? How am I talking to myself? How am I thinking about myself? You know, how am I moving my body? Like, think of all those areas. What am I surrounding myself with? What's my environment like? Get really clear with it. And then every day it's just thinking, is this me being a 10 out of 10 right now? Or am I at a 3?
Yeah.
So how do I need to show up? What do I need to change in this moment? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a new way of looking at it for me, actually.
Yep.
So that I already feel that just that bit more motivated as well, definitely. Yeah.
Just a little bit different. Cool. Yeah. Have a think about that and let us know in the group how you get on with kind of what you come up with. That's a really good exercise for everybody as well. You know, like I know everyone's learning from everybody here, but
yeah,
cannot expect to have the body and everything that we want if we're not willing to put the energy consistency into achieving it, you know? So, and that's, it's not making yourself wrong for where you're at right now. It's just getting really going, cool. All right, this is what a 3 looks like. This is what a 10 looks like. So let's step up a notch in every area. And you haven't got to go from 3 to 10 overnight.
Yeah.
You might go to a 5. And then the following week, it might be a 6 and then a 7. And then so let it increase gradually. But just make sure you're taking steps to move forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. All right, Jen. Amazing. All right, ladies. Thank you for sharing. I'm just going to pop you on mute. All right. Amazing. Cool, guys. Really, really good. I'm just going to check if I had anything else to mention. I don't think so. No. So make sure if you're on live, if you're listening to the replay, that you really take note of what's been said to everybody, because I do not believe that any question just applies to one person. You know, you can learn from everything that everybody has said. You can learn from the feedback that everybody's got, and there's something that you can take from everybody here. So make sure that anything that resonated with you, you go and put into practice. Take on board what's been said. If you're listening to a replay, let us know your wins and your learnings. And amazing call, guys. Thanks for those of you who are on live. Amazing to see you all. Have an awesome week. Relax with this process. It's confronting and it feels big, but it's also meant to be fun. Okay. So there's no crazy pressure. This is a lifelong journey. Like, once you start with this stuff, like, it's just a journey. Enjoy the, you know, it's not all about the destination. It's about the journey, as they say. So do enjoy it. And utilize a group. If you need anything in the week, give me and Tash a shout. Thank you for being here and sending loads of love and good vibes. And I'll speak to you soon. See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, ladies. Bye.
Bye.